A district court judge in Carson City has granted a preliminary injunction that prohibits the state of Nevada from issuing distribution licenses for recreational pot to anyone other than wholesale alcohol distributors. That ruling could impact the start date for retail cannabis sales, which were set to begin on July 1st. Reno Public Radio's Michelle Billman sat down with our business reporter, Noah Glick, to learn more about what this means for the recreational marijuana industry.
Noah, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
So first, let's get some context. How did we get to this point?
So question two on the November ballot last year legalized recreational marijuana. Language in question two says that for the first 18 months of the program, alcohol distributors would be the only entities distributing recreational pot unless the Department of Taxation deemed that there were insufficient numbers of people interested in serving the new market. In its first draft of regulations, the department said there wasn't enough interest from alcohol distributors, so it also allowed medical marijuana establishments and verified marijuana agents to apply for distribution licenses. An independent group of alcohol distributors then filed a lawsuit saying that there actually was enough interest from them. District Court Judge James Wilson issued a temporary restraining order. Essentially, this case was all about whether or not there was sufficient interest from alcohol distributors to serve the retail cannabis market and whether the Department of Taxation was correct in its initial determination.
And you attended the all-day hearing Monday in Carson City. What were the main arguments you heard from both sides?
This hearing really came down to a few key points. At its core, the question is really about how much should the recreational marijuana industry look like the alcohol industry? Liquor wholesalers believe in what's called the three-tier system that's currently in place for the alcohol industry. That means a retailer couldn't also then be the manufacturer or the distributor. There needs to be an independent middleman of sorts that acts as a check against total control. Kevin Benson, who represented the alcohol distributors, explains how this works for alcohol distribution.
You have a third party who's independent of the two other parties in between, and so they can log how much product is going from point A to point B. And the tax department can therefore make sure that they're getting taxes on that amount of product. And so you have somebody who is not in bed with one side or the other who's helping to track that product.
But the crux of the hearing came down to language around sufficiency. Here's Department of Taxation Director Dion Contine explaining during her testimony how that idea works in this context.
If we determine that there was a sufficient number of wholesale liquor distributors, we would license them only. And if we determine there was insufficient at this point, we would license MMEs, medical marijuana establishments who meet all the other requirements of the regulations, or anyone who has gone through the vetting process.
The issue, though, is that the department couldn't really answer what constitutes a sufficient interest from alcohol distributors. When asked how many distributors the market needs, Contine said only the department has determined how many would not serve the market, and that number is 0 and 1.
What kind of impact does this ruling have on the recreational marijuana industry here in Nevada?
Basically, it means alcohol distributors are the only entities who will be able to transport cannabis from cultivators and producers to retail establishments. But that comes with certain challenges that we'll be looking into in more detail in the coming weeks. Some of those include establishing different business entities to deal with marijuana, as alcohol is federally regulated. There are also certain local zoning issues that these distributors will have to navigate, including even talking to their neighbors to make sure they're okay being near a distributor that has marijuana on hand. The other impact is that only 5 liquor wholesalers applied for distribution licenses, but testimony in court asserted that 1 or 2 of these alcohol distributors could potentially serve the entire state.
Okay, here's the big question. Will this ruling impact the July 1st start date for retail pot sales?
The Department of Taxation says it's committed to retail cannabis sales beginning July 1st, but in an emailed statement, the regulator said that none of the applications from alcohol distributors are complete. So they're now in the process of contacting those folks and letting them know what needs to be done to complete those applications. The big question mark here now is, will licenses be approved for distribution, and will those alcohol distributors be up to code concerning zoning and permitting and fees and all the other things they need to do in 10 days when retail sales are supposed to begin? It seems like it's up to how quickly the various entities can sort of come together and work on getting this done.
Noah Glick is our business reporter, and for Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.